Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Virginia school board, the Loudoun County School Board to be exact, in a 5-4 vote rejected a proposal to add sexual orientation and gender identity to protected categories listed in its employment policy. We're going to be talking about that. And Texas pushes forward to protect women with a so-called bathroom bill that is a common sense protection of personal privacy. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, here in Loudoun County, which is another school district in Virginia, where we're already litigating the Fairfax County case, in which, frankly, in another few weeks, we'll be arguing that at the Virginia Supreme Court. Well, Loudoun County still was trying to move forward to pass the same thing that's being challenged in Fairfax that will be argued a few weeks from now at the Virginia Supreme Court. They wanted to add sexual orientation and gender identity to the employment policy, contrary to state law, clearly contrary to state law, because state law does not include that category, and no other subdivision can include that category without the state's recognition of it statewide. The good news is the people pushed back. It went way into the early hours of the morning, and the board voted to ultimately reject it 5-4. They, in fact, unanimously added a paragraph stating the school system hires based on excellence and merit and values diversity in employees and students, but does not include sexual orientation or gender identity.
Yeah, well, what they were proposing would have been illegal.
Yeah. It
would have been a violation of the Dillon Rule. It would have been a violation of what is or is not considered a protected class, a suspect minority class in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So these school districts can't run around arbitrarily making up laws and creating special protected classes of people based on certain behaviors or dress pattern, if they like to wear a dress and they're a man or whatever. The point is that they did the right thing here because of the pushback and the outcry. And I think there's a sea change that we're seeing here for life, for family, for gender reality versus this gender identity nonsense. And people are pushing back. Men and women don't want their little girls' showers and restrooms invaded by men in miniskirts. And the country is rising up. And I think with the new administration, they'll set the record straight and provide the proper definition of Title IX and of the meaning of sex as it was intended for Title IX and Title VII, not to include this newfangled notion of gender identity and so forth. I think we're going to be getting back to the actual letter of the law and not this radical social engineering that we've seen from the previous administration these last 8 years.
You know, the ACLU and these other radical activists keep trying to push the envelope and get into areas that they don't belong. But you have to remember, the law protects employees from discrimination based on race, age, biological sex, and religion. It does not protect a person's choice, and I emphasize choice, of sexual lifestyle.
Yeah, that's right. And it shouldn't. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous to even consider something like that. And it also shows that the ACLU is not interested in the rule of law. They were advocating for this school to violate
right.
the clear letter of the law. The letter of the law is that those non-discrimination categories are a statewide matter. They are set by the legislature, and you cannot add to them. And the ACLU said, well, go ahead and do it anyway. They were advocating them to violate the clear express letter of the law. Well, over in Texas, you know, you have the preemptive action there to prevent what was even being considered by this Texas school board, because had something like that passed in the Loudoun County School Board, you'd have men using women's restrooms. Well, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick introduced Senate Bill 6, known as the Women's Privacy Act, that mandates so-called transgender people that they must use the bathroom of their biological gender. So if you are a man and are confused and you think that you are a woman, you have to use the men's restroom still. You can't just think and therefore become the opposite sex and therefore use the opposite sex bathroom. Common sense provision. You know, this particular law is one that I think other states ought to, it's crazy that you even have to think of
I know,
this.
We even talk about
I mean,
this. It's
that,
just,
you know, okay, yeah. Men you have to use men's restrooms.
Gee.
Okay. I mean, we're spending time passing laws that are just common sense.
It
just,
that's
I'm female,
obvious,
you're male. Yeah. You go to the men's room, I go to the women's room.
Got it.
Done okay. Deal, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to wear a wig, that's fine, but you go to the men's room, you know?
Yeah.
Because of this this delusional leftist, secularist, moral relativist worldview and activism right. that we see coming that it, from the, you know, the, what they encompass in this LGBT, and the T in LGBT, of course, stands for transgenderism.
And there's also, and they're now adding a Q, and of course, there's many other alphabet letters after
well, that. We've run out of letters for the alphabet, yeah. Yeah, LGBTQ, LMNOP, QRST, yeah.
They'll never add H. Because
yeah, yeah, right.
H is
yeah,
for
heterosexual.
Oh, okay. Gender dysphoria is gender dysphoria, period. Okay. You know?
What do you think, Matt? This is Senate Bill 6. It's known as the Women's Privacy Act. And again, it holds the common sense, protects women's privacy that says that they're not going to be standing in a shower
right.
and have a biological male walk into the shower naked. And you know, I mean, it's
and
it's
young
just
girl students. Like,
yeah.
Matt, you have young girls in school. I
Which
mean, can
has
you imagine?
Happened, by the way. I mean, this is not hypothetical. Whenever
it's happening all over the country.
Yeah, right.
This is not hypothetical. It's not like scare tactics. This is unfortunately the reality when you try to wrap the law around somebody's confused and wrong thinking.
Right. Go to our website. Look at all the acts on them in Target. Open
yeah.
their
and
doors.
And you see this where men go into the women's shower rooms, sauna rooms, locker rooms, disrobe. Mm-hmm. And when the women complain because of their safety and because of their invasion of privacy, they're being told, hey, you're the problem. You just need to put up with it.
Yeah.
This person has a right to use whatever bathroom it or he or she, whatever, wants to use.
Well, and not surprisingly, this has resulted in some women's shelters, for instance, where they go for sanctuary,
goodness.
Away from abusive men and husbands.
Safety.
They've
yeah.
allowed men into these shelters that are pretending to be women, and there have actually been sexual assaults that have occurred and so forth. But Matt, this Senate Bill 6, I think, is really model legislation that needs to be adopted nationwide. And I would love to see it under a Trump administration with a Republican
on a national
Senate,
level.
A Republican House.
Right.
It should be passed at the national level to protect women and girls, and yes, even the privacy of young men and boys from having, you know, women who are sexually confused.
We have a case in which a boy complained over that. In fact, that's what our case is in Fairfax County.
Right.
We represent a family with a child, and some boys in that particular case were complaining that girls were coming in the restroom. The boys don't want the girls in the restroom, neither do the girls want the boys in the restroom. It's just common sense.
It's a recipe for disaster.
You know, and toward the end of the year, December 31, 2016, the Texas federal judge, Reed O'Connor, actually halted the Obama administration's attempt to push this so-called gender identity onto the public schools.
Praise God.
Federal agencies, municipalities, and even private employers. They tried to, through the stroke of a pen, bypass the legislature, force the public schools to add this gender identity, force the federal agencies to add it, and force private employers to also add it. This judge stopped it nationwide, and thank God
yes.
that President Obama is about to leave office.
Yes, now we're going back to have to reverse the damage that he's done. You know, you think about public schools and children, and you send them off to school, and you entrust that they're going to be safe. And then, like Matt, can you imagine your daughter sending her off to school and thinking, is there going to be a boy in the women's locker room?
Or a man, some PE coach
yeah,
that's pretending to be a woman.
Exactly.
Right, send them off to an overnight away game
mm-hmm.
or a band competition or cheerleading competition.
And have some boy placed in the hotel room with
yeah,
them.
Not yeah. just in the shower, but now they're bedding in the same room with them.
Right.
Right.
And in fact, you think that will never happen. Well, that's exactly what a Maryland public school said that they would do. They've already passed this kind of policy, and they said that it'll apply to off-campus activities, and they can't tell the parents because of the privacy of the student. What about the privacy of the girl?
Right, and instead we enable this gender dysphoria, or a lot of times they're just faking to get their way and
yeah.
get in with the girls, you know?
They could either fake to get in their way to just do mischief, or alternatively, you know, it's like somebody that has anorexia, bulimia, or something like that. You want to pass laws to make it sound like that's normal?
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal. It's not normal. This is gender confusion. Don't wrap laws around somebody's confused mental processes. They need some other kind of behavioral modification, counseling, support, but not laws that ultimately create a figment of an imagination. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.